Tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up the jazz, the standards, the classic pop, and the hijinks every Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and in international syndication. And you can get all that info at my website, anythinggoesradio.com. And don't forget to log on and enter to win yourself that copy of Bette Midler CD from Rhino, Jackpot, or that other cool cookbook, which, well, if you won yourself Take This Dish and Twist It from George Duran, well, good for you, but we've also got Eat, Shrink, and Be Merry up there, and that's a contest on my website, so check it all out at anythinggoesradio.com. Right now, I'm pleased to let you know about vocalist Patty Cathcart and Tuck Andrus. They've been a steady performing duo for such a long time, going on 3 decades, that it's kind of surprising that I remember you. Their new album, which is one of their recordings, TNP Records, they named it. They licensed it to Universal Music, and it zeroes in on the Great American Songbook. Well, surely they've already recorded their take on so many enduring standards, but maybe not. It seems that everything they've written and recorded is already a standard. In their 11 previous releases, only a handful of tunes would fall under the typical pre-rock era standards banner, so they decided to tackle it with their brand new album that we've been listening to during this edition of Anything Goes, I Remember You. Right now, of course, we hear It Might As Well Be Spring, and we preceded that with a lovely duo version of Embraceable You. And I'm happy to welcome Tuck and Patty to Anything Goes this morning. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? What goes on? I heard you knocked them out at the Blue Note last night.
Oh, we had such a great time there. It was a lovely weekend.
Were you at the Blue Note the whole weekend?
No, we played Philadelphia Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So tell us about how you came to record I Remember You and what's so special about this album for you.
Well, for us, it was one of those projects that we kept talking about, let's do, you know, a complete one. As you were saying, on some of the earlier albums, there's at least one or two on a lot of them. The ones that aren't all originals, but we hadn't gotten around to that. I don't know how, you know, every time we'd start to do it, I'd start writing, and by the time I'd look up, I'd written the whole record, so we didn't do it, and it just seemed like the moment had arrived. It was the eve of our 30th anniversary of playing together, and we said, it's about time, let's jump in.
So how did you decide which standards you wanted to tackle, Patty?
It was really impossible to choose.
I'm sure. It's really, there's so much stuff out there that's brilliant. So yeah. How do you decide when you're putting together an album of standards?
Well, you know, we just started listening and then knew that, oh, I Remember You. And something about that just stuck immediately. And I just said, you know, that should be the title. Let's make the title I Remember You. So we recorded that song and then a couple of others. And then to me, then it starts to take a shape and has a feeling. So you know that some of them, even though you like them, aren't going to go on this particular recording because the album is already sort of, the CD's taking shape and has a certain feeling and vibe to it. So that's really, we just sort of let it make itself.
Tuck, are you there as well?
I am indeed.
Oh, there you are. Okay, so multiple phones in your hotel room. I'm pleased to hear that. So it says here in your press materials that Patty's the producer and the arranger and the conductor, and then you're the cooperative orchestra. Tell us a little bit more about that. Let's get the inside scoop. Are you always cooperative, Tuck?
Always cooperative, and I always have been, and I'm sure Patty could bring up no incidents where I was less than perfectly cooperative.
I'm sure that's the case. Patty, you're on.
Okay, T, expand on that.
See, that's what 30 years of playing together and 27 years of being married does. It makes you circumspect.
It creates falsehoods, is what you're telling me. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery talking to Tuck and Patty about their brand-new album, I Remember You. It's all standards, you guys, from Tuck and Patty, and really very uncomplicated instrumentation on this, right? Very simple. Not the arrangements, but the instrumentation. Very simple.
Yeah, we decided a long time, I mean, when we first got together, we decided just to see what we could do with one voice and one guitar. And we found it so fascinating that we really never turned back.
Wow. And do you have a lot of, do you get flack for that, Tuck, that people want more bells and whistles on your albums?
Not very much anymore, although at the beginning, of course, every record company said, you guys are great, so we're going to put a band with you and then we'll do an album. And we said, no, that would be great, but we've got a different concept. And they had a point at the beginning. You could see the promise, but you could also see the weaknesses. And we've had a lot of time to work on the weaknesses and dig into the kind of the magic of the two-person interaction, because it's a really, for us, a really exciting and engrossing conversation with each other. We still don't know what's going to happen next at any given moment.
Wow, that could really enhance not only a working relationship, but a marriage. And can you tell me, you produce this yourselves on T&P Records, which I'm guessing stands for Tuck and Patty. That's right. And so you have complete artistic control of any project that you create?
Well, you know, amazingly enough, even during the years when we were with Windham Hill and then on Epic for a record and then back on BMG Windham Hill, we don't know how it happened, but we just sort of slid under the radar and nobody really ever bothered us. And a couple of times that we would come up with sort of a challenge about it, we'd just go, you know, this is what we love and we gave you what we love, and you know, we'd love it if you'd like to put it out, and if you don't, there's no hard feelings.
Wow.
So for some reason we were able to really spend this time doing the music that we really only music we wanted to do.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's quite an achievement, actually, and obviously a testament to who you guys are, standing strong in the face of other people's marketing agendas. Are you there?
Yeah, that's well put. But, you know, at the same time, some might say, well, you know, maybe you would have become a superstar or something if you had done what we said. But I think at the end of the day, for most artists, really, if you can get through it all and still be passionate about it and loving it, and, you know, for us, we were just able to make that decision that no matter what else was happening, the music was going to stay sacred, and we were going to put a loving circle around that and not let anything touch that we didn't want to touch it.
That's pretty extraordinary. And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. We're talking to Tuck and Patty. And I've got a song queued up from your new album, I Remember You. Deed I Do is what's queued up, you guys. So you want to set that up for us? Can you stick around for another couple of minutes while we play this? Okay.
So
tell us about this track, if you would.
Well, this was our attempt to be Ella Fitzgerald and the Count Basie Orchestra without the orchestra.
Hey, that's a worthy goal, Tuck.
Well, yeah, I like those kinds of challenges, and Patty likes those kinds of challenges too. So, for the whole album, really, I mean, that's the kind of stuff we were listening to when we recorded the album. So that was at least the sense that we wanted to create.
I love it. That's very cool. All right, you guys. So we'll be back with more from Tuck and Patty in a moment. Right now, let's hear a track from I Remember You, Deed I Do. It's Tuck and Patty as Ella Fitzgerald and the entire Count Basie Orchestra here on Anything Goes.
Do I want you? Oh my, do I, honey? Deed I do. Do I need you? Oh my, do I, honey? Deed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm all hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I? Oh honey, honey, did I do?
This is Hoagie Bix Carmichael, and you've tuned into Anything Goes with Liz Avery, a show I know Dad would have appreciated.
And we're talking to vocalist Patty Cathcart and guitarist Tuck Andrus, known as Tuck and Patty, about their new album, I Remember You. And where do you record, you guys, Tuck and Patty, where do you record your albums?
Well, we've always recorded them wherever we've been living, and the first two were in our little rented duplex, and then a few years later when we bought a house, we made a studio out. We turned half of a garage into a recording studio. So we just walk downstairs and go out in the garage, and that's where we go to work.
Good for you. That is the coolest. So you don't go to any particular studio. You create a recording studio space in your home and just record there.
Right. We used to go and mix at a different studio in San Francisco called Different Fur, and when they closed down a few years ago, we upgraded our studio so that we could mix there. And our really good friend Howard Johnson, who's mixed all the records, comes down to our house and helps us mix.
Where do you guys live nowadays?
In Menlo Park, California. It's about 30 miles south of San Francisco.
Oh, wow. Very, very nice. And do you have a website that we can log on to? What's the best way to get a hold of I Remember You if we would like to?
Well, you can go on tuckandpatty.com, but if you want to just go get a good link, go on the MySpace/tuckandpatty, and then they'll send you off to different retailers.
So we can hear more tracks and stuff at your MySpace page?
Yeah, you can hear more tracks on our website for sure. On the website, the tuckandpatty.com, there's everything.
So is it tuckandpatty.com?
Correct.
Okay, tuckandpatty.com. Now, we missed your gigs at the Blue Note, so where can we see you next, Tuck and Patty?
Well, if you want to go to Spain next week.
I would. Okay. Sounds
we'll
like a deal.
Spain, and then we're on the Pacific Northwest up in Seattle and around. We wind up back home for Thanksgiving. We usually have a local gig there in Oakland, California. I think we don't get back to the East Coast until, I think, December, but that's up Buffalo way. And so we decided for some reason to go to the coldest places we could go to in November, ending up in Toronto. So you can always find tour dates on tuckandpatty.com.
Okay, there you go. That's a good one-stop source for all your information about Tuck and Patty. Go to tuckandpatty.com. So you guys can keep us posted here on Anything Goes of the next time you're going to be here in the New York metro area. Well, thanks so much for making time for us, Tuck and Patty. I know that we ran a little bit late with George Duran, so I thank you very much for being flexible and making time for us here on Anything Goes.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your having us. This is a great conversation.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thanks.
Well, we are very jealous that you're going to Spain. So have a wonderful time. Have great gigs and have a terrific tour, and congratulations on a lovely album.
Thanks
so much, you guys. And right now at 11:48 in the morning on this 3rd of November, day before Election Day, Here's another one from the magnificent Miss K.D. Lang, along with some country friends of hers.
In the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. In the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. Ain't it lonesome, ain't it lonesome, when your baby can't be found.
Well, now if you love your baby and you treat him right, but he keeps on fussing at you every day and night.
He's gonna trifle on you.
Oh, come on in, Miss Kitty. They'll do it every time.
And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you really lose your mind.
Now, if your baby's mean, take a tip from me. Woman, lock him up at home and throw away the key.
He's gonna trifle on you.
Trifle on you.
They'll do it every time.
And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you really lose your mind.
Swim
from my spell. Quench love's drying now.
From a compilation album, brand spanking new, you guys, out on the, who sent this to me, DRG label. We heard Love Me or Leave Me, and this one's called Swinging with the Star. K-Star Swings, and we'll have more from this album in the Jump Boogie portion of Anything Goes that's coming up in just a minute or two here on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, thanking you so much for making Anything Goes a part of your day. I sure do appreciate it. And, well, I also would like to remind you that Anything Goes is in syndication and can be found on radio stations in various parts of the world, and you can learn about that at my website, anythinggoesradio.com. And while you're there, enter to win yourself